Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now, the greatest radio shows of all time.
Suspense.
The Shadow Node.
Washington calling David Harding, counter-spy.
Classic Radio Theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Fibber McGee and Molly.
Dragnet. Gunsmoke.
The Lone Ranger.
Now, step back into our time machine with your host, Wyatt Cox.
Good evening, friends of the Inner Sanctum.
Carlton Young stars as The Whisperer from 71 years ago today, July 29, 1951. A policeman in danger. Thank you for tuning in on this Friday. This is the 29th day of July, 210th day of the year, 155 days remaining until we get to 2023. The Cumberland School of Law, founded on this date in 1847, and of all places, Lebanon, Tennessee. At the end of 1847, there were only 15 law schools in the entire nation. Sir Robert Baden-Powell set up the Brown Sea Island Scout Camp in Poole Harbor on the south coast of England in 1907. The camp ran from August 1st through the 9th. It was regarded as the founding of the scouting movement. Adolf Hitler became the leader of the National Socialist German Workers' Party in 1921. After a hiatus of 12 years caused by World War II, the first Summer Olympics to be held since the 1936 Summer Olympics in Berlin opened in London on this date in 1948. In 1957, Jack Parr took over as the host of The Tonight Show.
The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated stations from coast to coast presents a new Tonight starring Jack Parr, and it's all live from New York.
You know, this is an hour and 45 minutes a night, and I can't figure it out, really. It's a telethon, but I can't figure who it's for. But welcome, all of you, to the new Tonight Show. We have with us tonight some wonderful people.
Parr would host the show for 5 years, leading into the era of Carson, beginning in 1962. The Jack Parr Tonight Show was odd. He kind of had a rotating cast of characters that were on regularly, and a number of them, it was not like it is today, where everybody had something, some project would roll on the show. That wasn't how Parr worked. The International Atomic Energy Agency, established in 1957. In 1958, President Eisenhower signed the National Aeronautics and Space Act, which created NASA. The first congressional elections in Hawaii on this date in 1959 as a State of the Union. The first 4,101st Airborne Division paratroopers arrived in Vietnam on this date in 1965. 2 years later, on this date in 1967, off the coast of North Vietnam, the USS Forrestal caught fire in one of the worst U.S. naval disasters since World War II. 134 people died. In New York City in 1976, the Son of Sam killed one person and seriously wounded another in the first of a series of attacks. In 1981, the marriage of Princess Charles to Lady Diana Spencer.
Charles Philip Arthur George, wilt thou have this woman to thy wedded wife?
I will.
Diana Francis, wilt thou have this man to thy wedded husband?
I will.
I pronounce that they be man and wife together.
The marriage would only last 15 years, finalized on August 28, 1996. Staying in Britain, 1987, British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, French Premier Francois Mitterrand, signing the agreement to build a tunnel under the English Channel, the Eurotunnel.
The United Kingdom and France have decided today, on the basis of reports by experts, to link their two countries by a twin bore tunnel under the channel for rail traffic and motor vehicle shuttle trains. Later, a drive-through link should be built.
The price tag of the Euro tunnel, £10 billion. It would be 1994 before it was opened. It was on this date in 1996 the controversial child protection portion of the Communications Decency Act struck down as too broad by a federal court. Astronomers announced in 2005 their discovery of a dwarf planet, Eris. Windows 10 released on this date in 2015, and yes, it was supposed to be the last operating system you would ever need. Of course, we have Windows 11 coming, so, you know, that's Microsoft. And the International Space Station temporarily spun out of control on this date in 2021, moving the space station 45 degrees out of attitude following an engine malfunction of the Russian module Naka. Passing away on this date in history, a bunch today, including painter Vincent van Gogh, composer Robert Schumann, Mama Cass Elliott, gangster Mickey Cohen, Bill Todman of Goodson Todman Productions, the game show producers, Canadian actor Raymond Massey, actor David Niven, Fred Waring, fine band leader, Les Elgart, jazz musician, band leader, TV personality Tom Snyder, his Tomorrow Show was groundbreaking, and pro wrestler Nikolai Volkov. This is a number of birthdays today, too. Among them, Benito Mussolini, the Italian dictator, actress Theda Bara, mostly silent era, also actor William Powell, actress Clara Bow, the second U.S. Secretary General Dag Hammarskjöld. This is the birthday of lawyer, actor Melvin Belli. The world's foremost authority, Irwin Corey, Professor Irwin Corey, a funny and bizarre man. Actor Richard Egan, born on this date. Pro wrestling manager, Captain Lou Albano. Canadian-born journalist, Peter Jennings. And passing away just a few weeks ago from The Sopranos, Tony Sirico. The daughter of Alf Landon, former Kansas Senator Nancy Kassebaum, 90 years old today. He was had starring roles in Laramie, Wagon Train, and Emergency. Robert Fuller, 89 today. Another senator, this one from North Carolina, Elizabeth Dole, Bob Dole's wife, 86 years old today. From Rush, Geddy Lee, 69. Pro wrestler and exceptional mathematician, if you're a pro wrestling fan, you'll get that, Scott Steiner is 60 years of age, singer Martina McBride, 56, actor Will Wheaton, 50 years old, from How I Met Your Mother, Josh Radnor, 48, and from Days of Our Lives and Big Hero 6, Genesis Rodriguez is 35. Those just a few of the people celebrating the 29th day of July as their birthday, and if this is your birthday...
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Mrs. Miller. We're going to go back 71 years to July 29th, 1951. An episode of The Whisper, a short-run series on NBC starring Carlton Young, the policeman in danger. Thank you for tuning in on this Friday to Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox here on your favorite radio station.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. Bible, 833-34-BIBLE.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Are you in bad pain? You know what I mean. Your knees hurt. Your shoulder hurts. Your elbow and back are constantly killing you. And I'm sure you've tried every pain pill or cream available at the drugstore. Am I right? Well, here's something you haven't tried. Pain Magic. Pain Magic is not available at any drugstore. The only place you can get it is by calling the special toll-free number I'm about to give you. And to make things even better, call right now and find out about our buy one, get one free offer. We're so confident it'll work for you that we offer a free bottle with your purchase. No prescription required. Call now to learn how you can get pain magic and get rid of your pain. Remember, your results may vary. 800-492-8164. 800-492-8164. 800-492-8164. That's 800-492-8164.
Thank you for tuning in to Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox here on your favorite radio station. The Whisperer was another one of those summer series that you're so frequent to hear about. This one, in 1951, from July to September, based on stories by Dr. Stetson Humphrey in collaboration with his wife Irene. And the most interesting part about this show that you will find is you will hear an actor appearing by the name of Julius Krelboyne. Julius Krelboyne is a fellow that you know better under another name, because it seems he was under contract to CBS at the time under his real name, William Conrad. So there you go. We will hear this episode today of The Whisperer from 71 years ago, July 29th, 1951, here on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The Whisperer. The Whisperer. The Whisperer. The Whisperer.
Man who, losing his voice in an accident which crushed his vocal cords, worked his way deep within the crime syndicate to help destroy it from within. To the underworld, his familiar rattling hiss is the voice of authority, to be obeyed without question. Then a miracle of surgery performed by Dr. Benjamin Lee restored his natural voice, enabling him to resume his real identity. Now, as Philip Gault, aggressive young attorney, he skirts the thin edge of death, living his dual role. For as the Whisperer, he sets in motion the forces of the syndicate in Central City. Then, as Philip Gault, uses his knowledge to fight the organized network of crime, which seeks to control the fate of millions in cities and towns across the nation. Now, in the apartment of Ellen Norris, the only one besides Dr. Lee, her employer, who knows that the Whisperer is really Philip Gault, brilliant young Central City attorney, we find Philip speaking in the voice of the Whisperer to his superiors on the syndicate in New York.
Hello, New York. Instructions for liquidation of Lieutenant Charles Denvers given to Neely. Will report progress.
Not Lieutenant Denvers.
That's right, Ellen. Denvers has been a thorn in the syndicate's side for a long time here in Central City.
Thanks to the information you've managed to get to Denver. Oh, he's such a nice guy, Phil. Couldn't you have ignored the syndicate and forgotten to pass on their instructions to the killer just this once?
Too much of a chance, Ellen. Playing both ends against the middle the way I am with the syndicate all the time, I'm lucky they haven't got suspicious of me already.
Even if they only suspected you weren't completely on their side. Phil, why don't you just call Denvers and warn him? Tell him to be on his guard, that the syndicate is...
And then, when he asked me how I happened to know...
Oh, I didn't think of that. You're not going to just sit by and allow him to be murdered, Phil.
May I use your phone again, darling?
If it's for the syndicate, no.
If it's against the syndicate?
In that case, dial away.
Thank you.
Could I, without being nosy, ask who you're calling?
Lieutenant Denvers.
But you said...
I said I couldn't warn him, but I've got to do something. I can ask him to... Shh, hold it.
Denvers speaking, homicide.
Good evening, Lieutenant. This is Phil Gault. How are you?
Suspicious. What's on your mind?
Dinner, Lieutenant. I'd like to invite you and your charming wife out for dinner this evening.
On you?
On me.
Did I hear right?
Of course. Can't I ask you to dinner without raising your suspicions, Lieutenant?
No.
You're antisocial, Lieutenant.
Not an invitation out of the blue like this. Not after years of getting in my hair on cases and spending your time fighting my evidence in court.
Well, that's something else again. That's business. As a man, as a friend, I like you, Lieutenant. There isn't an ulterior motive within miles of me right now. I just want to...
Ah.
Honest, Lieutenant. How about it?
Well, even if I believed you, Gault, I couldn't. The wife and I are eating out tonight, all right. We're taking some friends to dinner.
Oh, too bad.
Well, maybe I'll take a rain check.
Okay. Goodbye, Lieutenant.
He won't come?
Can't, he has a date.
What was the idea of inviting him, anyway?
Well, I figured as long as I was with him, I could keep an eye peeled for this Neely, the syndicate's hired killer I just spoke to. I guess now that's no good. Now, hey, wait a minute. I know what I'll do.
Uh-oh. 5 will get you 10. It's going to end up by having us miss dinner altogether.
Quite the contrary. I'm going to do just what the killer's going to do.
Kill Denvers?
All the killer knows is that Denvers will be coming out of headquarters around 6 o'clock.
About 20 minutes from now.
He'll probably be parked near headquarters waiting for Denvers. But I don't think he'll risk shooting him there. He'll follow and wait for a better opportunity.
I don't suppose, as usual, you know what this Neely, this killer, really looks like.
No, I don't, Ellen. He's another one of these syndicate men imported to do their dirty work, and chances are he's now working alone. But with luck, we ought to be able to spot him before he gets a chance to shoot Denver.
We hope.
We hope. Come on, put your face on so we can get going. I want to be parked near police headquarters when Denver's comes out.
As I said about dinner...
Now, don't be silly. A little delay will just sharpen your appetite. Notice anything new and different?
In the car here? It's got to be a new gadget of some kind.
Uh-uh.
No? I see you've still got the wire recorder installed behind the dash. You didn't take it out as you threatened.
Well, I decided it might come in handy sometime again. Keep looking.
I don't... What's that? Connected to the steering pole near the dash. But that can't be a telephone, can it?
You win the gold-plated shoehorn. Care to try for the Cadillac?
A telephone in the car? What good is is it?
Oddly enough, for making telephone calls.
Well, that's impossible. I never...
There's old hat, Ellen. You're way behind on your popular mechanics.
I guess I am.
Done by radio.
Well, why go to all the trouble to develop such a thing? Can't people drive to the nearest phone booth or something if they have to make a call?
It's not only for making calls, Ellen. Doctors driving their rounds could be contacted in an emergency. Companies with fleets of cars or trucks can contact them on the road during the day or night.
I see. And also as a toy for gadget-happy characters like you.
Oh, that's unkind. I'll bet I get a lot of use out of it.
Mm-hmm. By calling the telephone company to check the time of day.
Very funny. You just wait. Oh, there's the police headquarters down the block. Several cars parked across the street from it. We better stop here.
There's a man sitting in one of them.
Just one? Usually they work in pairs. I only know about Neely, but then the syndicate doesn't tell anybody everything, not even me.
What do we do now? Go up and ask him if he's waiting to shoot Lieutenant Denver?
We're anxious for a bullet ourselves. Otherwise, we wait and see what happens. Well, look, there's Denver's car parked right in the front of headquarters.
I wonder what restaurant the lieutenant's going to.
I just hope he gets there in one piece. How can you think of food when a man's life is in danger?
Oh, it isn't me. I'm very altruistic. Always thinking of the other fellow. But my stomach has a mind of its own.
Here comes Denver's now, out of headquarters.
Suppose you're wrong, Phil. Suppose maybe he shoots now, from his car.
A gamble. We gotta hope he doesn't.
He's almost to his car now. The man in the other car hasn't moved.
That fellow isn't Neely. Maybe Neely's hidden somewhere else, just waiting to shoot.
There. Denver's in his car. Nothing's happened.
Yet.
He's driving off. That was a bad moment.
It isn't over. There goes the other car, making a U-turn and following Denver's car.
Isn't that illegal? In the middle of the block?
No, that's a woman for you, worrying about irrelevancies at a time like this. The important thing is that the car following Denver's is almost certainly being driven by Neely with a gun cocked and ready.
What do we do now?
Follow both of them. It isn't a cinch trying to head off a syndicate man intent on killing.
Denver's car, Phil.
Probably a couple of blocks ahead of us now. I'm having no trouble keeping the green sedan Neely's driving in sight.
You didn't get a very good look at Neely back there, did you?
No. He had that hat pulled down. Hey, he's turning off.
Going into that parking lot of the Chateau Frank.
Denver's must be meeting his wife and guests in there.
A restaurant. And famous for their sauerbraten and potato pancakes. Yum. Did we get to follow them in?
I think it can be arranged.
Oh, this isn't going to be such a bad evening after all. Phil, I hope he has a table. I'm famished.
Healthiest appetite in Central City.
Do, sir?
Yes, please.
Right this way.
Would you mind? I'd rather sit on the other side.
Oh, of course, if you prefer, sir.
What difference where we sit, Phil?
He was taking us to a table 6 feet from Denver's party.
So what? Aren't we allowed to eat dinner here?
After my inviting him out tonight? At least may have suspicious minds about coincidences.
How is this table, sir?
Perfect. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, sir. Would you care to order now, sir?
I would. I'll have the sauerbraten.
Yes, sir. You, sir?
Sauerbraten will be all right for me, too.
Fine, fine. Drink first.
Helen?
If I sharpen my appetite anymore, I'll eat the tablecloth.
Nothing for me, either.
Yes, sir.
Pardon me a second, Helen.
Don't tell me. A telephone call.
Uh-huh.
As the whisperer, no doubt.
Not so loud. Right back. Take up much of my time.
See anyone that looks like he might be Neely?
Oh, that dark man. No, I don't think so.
He must have come in here. He saw his car drive into the parking lot.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Head waiter's been speaking to Denver's. Denver's headed this way.
What for? I don't get it.
I don't think he has anything to do with us. I don't think he's even seen us yet.
From July 29th, 1951, Carlton Young, The Whisperer on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Carly Russell made headlines after telling police she was kidnapped in Hoover, Alabama. She later admitted that her story was a hoax, and police have now filed charges against her. The police chief of Hoover saying he's frustrated that Russell is only being charged with two misdemeanors despite the panic and disruptions she caused, but he adds the law does not allow for enhanced charges. No end in sight as a heat wave is continuing this weekend in the Midwest and Northeast. The rising temperatures are putting cities on emergency footing and ramping up pressure on cities like New York's power grid.
The city's Emergency Management Commissioner Zach Iskel is asking New Yorkers to keep their thermostats at 78 degrees.
Cool enough to keep you cool, but not so cool that you're placing an undue burden on the electrical grid that could lead to blackouts or brownouts around the city.
Tim Berg, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Tuning into Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. You're listening to The Whisperer as it was originally broadcast at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday, July 29th, 1951, in the newspapers of that Sunday, 71 years ago. These were some of the headlines. truce negotiators met at Kaesong, Korea for the 13th time today. The Allies were reportedly ready to trade battle-won territory for insurance against communist aggression. Indications were that the Allies were prepared to make their first major concession on the deadlocked issue of where to locate a truce line across Korea. The Reds have made the only major compromise so far in dropping their demand on the withdrawal of foreign troops. That led to adoption of the five-point program, now under discussion. Three women arrested by the FBI in its roundup of communist leaders in California went to jail yesterday in lieu of $50,000 bail each. From their cells, they declared in a joint statement to the press, just as the war in Korea is a rich man's war and a poor man's fight, so the bail set is a rich man's bail and a poor man's jail. The women had been loose on bail ranging from $2,500 to $7,500, a higher bond set after U.S. Attorney Chauncey C. Tramlar noted there is grave danger these defendants will flee unless the initial low bonds were increased. President Truman yesterday gravely warned the American people to get ready for any emergency as he laid down a bitter detailed indictment of Russia's buildup for war around the world. He cited warlike moves in Bulgaria, Romania, Hungary, and the Russian provinces, as well as in North Korea, and even questioned whether the communists really desire peace in that battle-ravaged area, that despite their negotiations. Truman spoke to a holiday throng in Cadillac Square in Detroit after a flight from Washington to join Detroit's 250th birthday celebration. Police Superintendent Edward Morgan estimated the crowd at 60,000. Premier Marshal Tito of Yugoslavia, declaring that the West will never abandon this country to the Soviets, has warned Russia that an attack on Yugoslavia would mean a general war. He charged that Russian mass slaughters have caused whole nations to disappear from the face of the earth, and challenged Soviet Vice Premier V.M. Molotov's right to call the Yugoslavs criminals. Tito's rejection of Molotov's recent Warsaw charges were the strongest attack on Russia ever made publicly in this communist country. Tito, addressing an audience Friday of 10,000 at a partisan shrine in the hills where he himself spent much of World War II. Sheriff Carius Gay's jailing of two CIO organizers brought him a summons yesterday to appear before the U.S. Senate Committee on Labor. The Georgia sheriff was directed to testify in Washington Thursday about the arrest and overnight detention of Georgia's CIO Director Charles Gilman and an assistant Clyde Brock in February. Gay said he will go, of course, but he thought the senators could better concern themselves with such problems as the Korean War. The dragon of South Carolina's Ku Klux Klan leveled another blistering attack last night at Jewish and Negro organizations and President Truman and other government officials. In a speech at a Klan rally near Lake City, South Carolina, Thomas L. Hamilton of Leesville said public speakings are about the only way the rogue secret order can get its message to the people. He declared, "The press is suppressed to a certain extent." Financier Bernard Baruch, a native of Camden, among those drawing harsh criticism in Hamilton's speech, saying the program advocated by the leading Zionist Jew Bernard Baruch to draft and regiment every man, woman, and child, church, and industry would make the United States of America more of a slave state than Soviet Russia. Those some of the day's top news stories as reported in the newspapers of Sunday, July 29th, 1951. On your radio, The Whisper, which continues now on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
If we put the menus up in front of our faces.
No good, Ellen. He spotted us.
Well, Philip Gogg. You're sure a persistent guy, aren't you? Hello, Miss Nora.
Hi, Lieutenant.
Denver's. Quite a coincidence, huh? Well, what do you mean, persistent?
Well, if you invite a fellow out to dinner and he refuses, you just follow him and force him to eat in the same restaurant with you.
Suspicious nature is an occupational disease with the police.
Yeah? Well, then why did you steer the head waiter away from our side of the restaurant and have him seat you over here?
Oh, you saw that, did you?
Uh-huh.
Well, I didn't want to crowd you, Lieutenant. Didn't want you to think that I was following you.
Why, are you?
Of course not.
But now that you're here, why don't you sit down and have a...
No, I can't right now. There's a phone call waiting for me.
Well, maybe later then, huh?
Well,
he is a suspicious policeman.
Mm-hmm. Phone call for him, huh? You know, Ellen, maybe he's not suspicious enough.
Where are you going?
Make sure that's a genuine phone call. You haven't forgotten one of the syndicate's killers is waiting for a chance to get his sights on the lieutenant, have you?
No, but why leave me here?
Now, your food will be along in a minute. You just sit tight.
Oh, no. You're liable to disappear, and I can't eat two orders of sauerbraten.
Oh, no? Come along, then. It's probably nothing to worry about anyway. Phone booths are over this way, on the way out to the parking lot.
Nobody around, Phil. Both phone booths are empty.
What happened to Freda?
Phil, wait.
There goes Denver's car. Come on.
Come on where?
To our car.
Oh, so we can follow him and make sure he's not walking into a trap?
He's not walking into a trap. He's already in it. Oh. There was a man sitting next to Denver's, a man with his hat pulled low over his eyes.
You think he had Denver called up by the head waiter on a fake telephone call and was waiting for him at the telephone booth?
I'm sure of it, Ellen. The car went by me. I got a quick look inside. Neely had a gun. And if I know anything about a syndicate trigger man, Neely knows how to use it.
Where's Denver's car?
I don't know. Now, keep your eyes peeled. I don't even know what we can do if we do spot it. But I do know Lieutenant Danvers will be dead in a matter of minutes if we don't.
You are listening to The Whisperer, the story of Philip Galt, who skirts the thin edges of danger, living his dual role.
From 71 years ago, July 29th, 1951, Carlton Young as The Whisperer on this Friday Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
It's a big, bold story set in the heartland of America, along the edge of Lonely Mountain. I'm open for business. And so Big William Gorgon, played by handsome Michael James, fiercely set down his Midwest roots.
Oh, darling, we're going to sell bathrobes and raise chickens.
Set as adoring wife, Wilhelmina, portrayed by beautiful Glenda Olson.
Oh, I love our store, Will.
But they hadn't counted on Big Ralph's bathrobes and cattle store coming to town.
Oh, Will, Will, what will we do, Will?
Will had a plan, a way of facing off against tough Big Ralph. We're going to change the face of America. We're going to have advertise.
Ad for what?
The print, broadcasting, and bus benches. We're going to tell people who we are and where we are.
What's a bus?
And so the story of how one man brought advertising to the heartland.
Oh, will it work?
It will. My name ain't Will, Philomena. We've got to advertise or we'll die. And so the greatest marketing story of all time is here. Advertise or die, dopey.
Put your message on this national advertising platform. Email classicradiotheater@gmail.com. classicradiotheater@gmail.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
We'll kick your weekend off on Saturday's Classic Radio Theater with an episode of Jeff Regan Investigator, starring Frank Graham and Frank Nelson from 72 years ago, July 30th, 1950. It's entitled A Fire for Romano. The Romano grocery store burned down and Mrs. Romano killed, all by hoarding bigots. That's coming up on Saturday's Classic Radio Theater. But now the conclusion of The Whisperer, starring Carlton Young, from 71 years ago, July 29th, 1951.
Known to the syndicate of crime only as the Whisperer, has set in motion the syndicate's plan to kill Lieutenant Charles Denvers of Central City. But now, in his real identity as Philip Gall's counselor at law, he is trying desperately to stop Neely, the syndicate's hired killer, from carrying out the skillfully planned murder. The killer has forced Denvers into his own car at gunpoint, and now Phil and Ellen follow in Phil's car, desperately trying to pick up the trail so they may prevent the lieutenant's murder.
How do we know they went this way?
We don't, but it's logical to suppose Neely's forcing Demers to drive to the outskirts of town so he can kill him in private.
And this is the quickest way out of town.
Right.
And if we're wrong, oh, Phil, if only you hadn't passed the syndicate's orders on to this Neely character.
Then someone else would have.
Yes, and I know. And they wouldn't have tried to stop the murder from happening like we are. But if we don't find Denver's car...
I'll never forgive myself.
Phil.
What is it?
Straight ahead at that corner. Isn't that...
It looks like Denver's car, all right. Hang on, sweetheart. We're going to...
The light's changing, Phil.
Then we'll just have... Oh, we can't. Too many cars stopped ahead of us. We'll have to wait.
Phil.
We'll catch up, I hope.
If only there was some way to get the police...
What?
Your telephone. You can call the police.
Why didn't I think of that?
Because you're too busy berating yourself for getting Lieutenant Denvers in his predicament in the first place.
Light's changing, Ellen. I gotta concentrate on my driving. You better call.
What do I do?
Just pick up the phone and ask the operator for police headquarters. Press down the button to talk, release it to listen. I give the operator that number on the windshield.
Operator, this is JL22469. Police headquarters, please, and hurry. I tell them.
Exactly what's happening and where we are.
Hello? This is Miss Ellen Norris, calling from an automobile driving north on State Boulevard. Lieutenant Denver's life is in danger. Yes, a car. We're following Lieutenant Denver's car.
Tell him to get off the dime.
He's being forced to drive out of town by a man with a gun. Well, he won't shut up.
Press the button. Cut him off.
Oh. Now, you listen to me. We're in a gray two-door sedan. License number 483216. You know Lieutenant Denver's car, don't you?
Tell him we're just crossing Cedar Street now, still traveling north.
We're still on State Boulevard, traveling north. And we've just crossed Cedar Street. Yes, yes, please, hurry. They're putting out the message to all squad cars in this area. We ought to have help in no time.
Not too many cars in this part of town. It's only partly built up.
Well, Phil, we're practically out of the city already. What do we do if the police don't get here in time?
I don't know, Ellen.
Darn this syndicate with its killings all the time. And us getting mixed up in it. No more streetlights. And we're the only two cars on the road as far as I can see.
I just hope Neely doesn't see. He'll know we're following. And with that gun, he could make life difficult for us.
Anyway, we won't lose them out here.
If they're turning off on a side road, chances are he'll spot us for sure now.
Maybe. Maybe he won't shoot Denver when he finds out we're following. Careful! Came off a course to the edge of that canyon.
He'll probably make Denver stop and walk off the road a ways before he shoots him. If he try to interfere, he'll just use two more bullets.
Phil, they're speeding up.
They must have spotted us. He can't know we're following him on purpose yet. Probably just wants to lose us. Ellen, get on that phone again. Squad cars won't know where we turned off. They'll keep going north on the main highway and miss us completely.
Hello, operator? Operator!
That car of Denver's is souped up to go a lot faster than mine. I better try to head him off while I still got a chance.
Darn that, operator. Hello! Operator! Operator! How can you stop them, Phil?
Force them off the road, maybe. It's a chance, but if they get away from us now...
Operator!
They only have one operator on the car service now. Sometimes they get tied up on long distance.
Oh, fine. Operator! Operator!
No use shouting into the phone, Ellen. She won't cut your line in until she's free.
What do I do? Just sit and wait while Denver's car gets lost?
Nothing else you can do. But I don't think they're going to lose us. Neely doesn't know Denver's car is souped up, and there's no reason Denver should drive to his own murder any faster than necessary.
We are gaining on them, Phil.
Better get down, Ellen. Down underneath the dashboard on your side there.
Why?
It's safer. Try to relax so it won't jar you too much when we hit.
Hit what?
Denver's car. I'm going to force them off the road. Now get down.
Okay. Now
Just relax.
Relax, Ned.
We're just about next to them now. Neely hasn't got any idea what's coming. Thinks we're trying to pass them. Hang on, sweetheart. Now relax. Relax. Are you all right, darling?
I guess so. My dignity is kind of bruised. Can I get up now?
You better stay where you are. Denver's car took a worse jostling than this one, but Neely may still be in a shooting condition. I'm going out to see what happened.
Careful, Phil.
Hold it. Stay where you are. Don't make a move.
Denver's. Is that you?
Oh, God. I thought so.
Hey, what happened to the other fella?
Got banged around a bit when you ran into it. He's still asleep.
Oh. Pretty tight squeeze, huh?
It would have been a lot tighter if you hadn't come along for the ride. Guess I ought to thank you, huh? You probably saved my life.
Don't make too much of an effort. How did you know it was me following you?
I got a look at you as I drove out of the restaurant parking lot with Neely's gun in my rib. From the look on your face, I figured you knew what was happening.
Where's his gun now?
This is it. If he happens to come too suddenly, he won't be so dangerous with his fangs removed.
Phil, I'm getting awfully cramped up in here.
Huh? Oh, sorry, sweetheart. Come on out.
You would have gone on chatting with Lieutenant Denver all night if I hadn't opened my mouth.
Well, I guess my car's still drive. I'll take that hood back to headquarters.
Right, we'll follow.
Here comes the car. Maybe the police.
Down behind the car, they're shooting at it.
What now? That car's pulling off the road.
Well, as soon as he gets out of that car, he's going to get a blast. I'll ask questions later.
You won't be able to hit us as long as we stay down.
He got out of his car on the far side. Probably going to try to come around the end of his car and nail us. I'd better teach him some manners.
Better keep him on his side of the road. Better keep down, Devers. He's pretty impatient for a target.
Yeah, this looks like a standoff. Somebody hears those shots and calls headquarters. What blazes is that?
My telephone.
Your what? Out here in the middle of nowhere? Has he gone off his trolley, Ellen?
He has a telephone in his car, Lieutenant.
Oh. Where you going, Gold?
Gonna crawl back to my car and answer the phone. Maybe the police trying to get to us. Find out where we are.
Wait a second. There's 10 feet of open space between our cars. You'll be a perfect target for that guy across the road.
Yeah, you can.
I gotta chance it. I'll make like a snake crawl on my belly.
Now cover me with your gun, Lieutenant.
All right, but be careful.
Can you see the man across the road? Can you tell if he can see Phil?
No, he's sitting behind his car. But if he sticks his nose out to get a shot at Phil... There. Stuck his nose out and I missed him. I got him behind his car anyway.
Well, Phil got to his car safely. All right, answer the phone. Lieutenant, look out!
You! Oh. Thanks, Ellen. Oh,
Neely, he was about to smash that rock on your head.
Yeah, well, Neely won't be trying to smash any more people's skulls in.
Dead?
Yeah. Well, I shot good once this evening anyway.
The other one's driving off, Lieutenant.
Come on, in your car, Lieutenant, after him.
He's got quite a head start.
Well, we'll catch him in this. We'll do 110.
What was that phone call, Phil?
Police calling back. Their squad cars couldn't find us. I told them to set up a roadblock at the intersection of this road with the main highway, just in case.
You think they had time?
Well, no, soon enough. The rate we're going, we ought to...
There, straight ahead of us. Two squad cars across the road with their headlights blazing.
We won't be able to stop in time, Phil. He'll...
Turning off the road.
Get him.
He went over.
That's a 300-foot drop. Houdini couldn't live through that.
We better get down there. Have a look.
No. I'll have some of the boys take care of it. I'll drive you back to your car and get back to the restaurant. My wife will be wondering what happened to me.
Well, let's all get back. Our food's still waiting. Not that I have any appetite left after what happened tonight. Full of that head waiter, keeping our orders on the stove.
No appetite, she says.
Yeah, a real persistent guy, Gord. You got me to have dinner with you after all.
Mm-hmm. But I'm sorry your wife didn't wait for us.
She's used to me running out on one sort of urgent business or another.
I hope it isn't always as urgent as this was.
Lieutenant, what about that man who crashed the bottom of the canyon in his car? Any identification on him?
No, the car was rented. You drive place, never saw him before. He sent his fingerprints down to Washington. Yeah, probably another one of the syndicate's hired killers from out of town.
Syndicate? You think they were behind this attempt to kill you?
Well, that's a logical thought. I've been getting in their hair lately. Yes, it does sound logical.
Mm-hmm. Of course, you wouldn't know anything about it.
Me? How would I?
Hmm. Well, what was it you wanted to see me about, Doc?
Nothing. I told you, just a friendly dinner together.
I see. Well, after tonight, I guess I'll leave it your way, huh?
Thanks. Pardon me, I'll be right back.
Where now?
Just gotta make a telephone call.
Look out for guys with guns waiting for you.
I will, Lieutenant. And while I'm gone, keep an eye on my potato pancakes. That girl sitting next to you knows no loyalties when it comes to food.
And characters created by Stetson Humphrey. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Carlton Young is starred as the Whisperer. Betty Moran is Ellen. Others in the cast were Paul Frees and Paul DeBuz. Don Rickles speaking. The Whisperer was written by Jonathan Price, produced and directed by Bill Karn. Original music by Johnny Duffy. Next week, listen to another exciting adventure with
The Whisperer.
From 71 years ago, July 29th, 1951, The Whisperer, a summer series that would only run from, I believe it was July to September of 1951. Just the show gained no traction. Not a horrible show. Not by any stretch of the imagination. It didn't gain any traction on the NBC schedule. We thank you for tuning in, and we hope you will thank this radio station, support their advertisers. It's their kindness and courtesy that allows us to be with you every time we roll around here on your favorite station on a Friday. And if you miss a day, you don't have to miss a single show. Our shows are always available through my webpage, which is classicradio.stream. You can stream our shows on demand there. You can find a list of all of the social media links that we have. You can also find a list of the many podcast applications where you can get our show from. You can contact me there at classicradio.stream, and you can also buy me a coffee. That money that comes from buy me a coffee goes to make sure that we can acquire additional great radio shows for you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank this station, support their advertisers, and have a great weekend. Tell your friends the great radio shows are right here at this spot on the dial. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox on your favorite station.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.